Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another exciting edition of Monday Motivation. Hi, everyone. This is Rabbi Garfinkel of Olami 613 without the music. What's up with the intro music, Rabbi? Well, it is the 3 weeks, and the 3 weeks that we mourn many tragedies that have befallen the Jewish people over millennia. And so we express our mourning that we do not have the temple in Jerusalem in one way by not listening to music. So we're cutting the intro music and the outro music, but God willing, in a couple weeks, it will be back, hopefully as well with the third temple in Jerusalem, also without a live studio audience. So we are really relying on your goodwill to do this podcast today, but we actually have a very, very special podcast today. Again, not because of me, but because of the amazing things that Olami 613 is doing. We had one of the most spectacular evenings I remember in recent history of our Jewish outreach work at Olami 613 this past Wednesday. We did our ongoing program called Living Their Light, which we mentioned last week, and it highlighted an amazing young woman who was sadly murdered and taken from us too soon on October 7th. Her name was Neve Raviv. She was involved with Olami's young professional outreach program in Israel and sadly was taken from us. She excelled in the character trait of what we call hasmada, hatmada, of persistence, consistency, hard work ethic. And so we took sources, Torah sources, on that topic, how important it is to work hard and not to give up. And it actually is going to have a connection with the main theme tonight as well on our podcast. We had over three dozen people there, young professionals, mentors from the community here in West Rogers Park and beyond, coming together. There are so many things that are right about this program. It shows the love of one Jew for the other. It shows that the power of Torah learning as a healing balm. And also that one's legacy continues on even after we leave this world physically. But if we make a positive impact spiritually, then we are truly alive in many, many ways. We were and have been and continue to be in touch with Tammy Raviv, who is Neve's mother. And I'll just share with you what she said to us after the program. We sent her a bunch of videos and even testimonials from our young professionals, what it meant to them to learn in honor of Neve, but also the messages and how everyone said, boy, I needed to hear that message. And so Tammy wrote back to Rabbi Marcus and me, wow, this is overwhelming. I'm so touched with many O's. What a zechut. Zechut is a merit. What a merit. Thank you for sharing. I'm so glad that it was an inspiring evening with good learning. And that is a mom who has suffered the most difficult, unspeakable tragedy of losing a child in a very, very difficult and violent way. And yet she has been able to persevere and to use her persistence and has really been an inspiration to us as well. So that what was going on at Olami 613 this week. And thank you for listening to that because it really is so consistent with why we do this podcast is because we're trying to get the messages out, the Torah messages, the positive Torah messages, be it via the podcast, be it via our young professionals in downtown, in our center, in the shtetl, wherever it may be. So thank you for listening and being part of this effort. Now, I would like to begin the content of this podcast, The Journey of Life. And each week, I try to decide what we should share here at Monday Motivation. You know, last few weeks, I've been leaning into the Torah portion. And this last week's Torah portion was a double Torah portion. And the second Torah portion of the Matos and Maaseh is called Maaseh. And it talks about the journeys of the Jews in the desert. There were 42 stops of the Jewish people in the desert. Now, there were, as Rashi comments, we might think that in 40 years that, you know, we're moving all the time. But he actually does the math. And the main chunk of the time in the desert was 38 years. And we only had 20 stops. So there were certain times where we stayed for a year or even more. And sometimes it was a quick stop. But bottom line is, each stop along the way, each stage of the journey was essential. And that really answers the fundamental question. What in the world? Why do we need to know about these 42 stops? Okay, whatever the Torah told us before is great. And there are many of the places here that we've never heard of before. We don't even know what happened in those journeys. And so why would Hashem include all of these stops? Maybe the greatest hits, the ones that we know, but all 42 stops, why do we need to know that? So as we have said many times here before, the Torah is an eternal document. It's not just a history book. It also has historical facts in it, but it is a moral code. It is God's blueprint for our lives. And so what Hashem is telling us is that every Jew has 42 stages in their lives. Some are short. Some might be a day. Some might be many years. And if we look back at our lives, we will see that we ourselves can sense certain milestones, certain watershed moments, and certain times that were difficult, and certain times that were full of joy and elation. And all of those stops comprise what we call the journey of life. And if we dig into Rashi, he will really give us the best analogy for understanding these 42 stages of the journey. So Rashi brings a midrash, a rabbinic comment on these stages, these stops along the way. And it's from Rabbi Tanhuma, and he says, a mashal lamelech shahaya beno chole. It's a parable, an analogy of a king, and his son, the prince, was sick, and the king, v'holicho l'makom rachok l'rfuaso, and the king obviously would spare no cost and no effort to be able to heal his son, and they took a long journey to be able to heal his son. Kivan shahaya chozrim, and when they returned from the journey and the prince was healed, hitchil aviv mone kol amasos, the king then started to recall all of the different journeys, as my family says, we rehash. We rehash. After an evening, you have to rehash. How did it go? Who said what to whom? What was the feedback? Right? So the king is rehashing this journey, and he says as follows. Amar lo, the king says to his son, Kan yishanenu, there we slept. Kan hukarnu, there we were cold. Remember, we didn't have enough blankets there. Kan chashashta es roshecha, there you had a headache. The king is recounting every part of the journey. He doesn't only recount the parts when the son was healed. He's recounting every significant milestone on the journey. And through that Rashi, we can truly appreciate the journey of life, because Hashem is telling us that the quickest way from point A to point B is a straight line. And you know what? In business, efficiency, that's number one. Amazon Prime now. I have a package, I need to buy it, it needs to be shipped, and it needs to get to me as soon as possible. And in commerce, the direct route from A to B is the preferred method. That is what we want. The supply chain we want working well. However, life and our relationships and our personal growth are not on the economic model. The Torah is teaching us that sometimes the FedEx truck blows a tire and it doesn't appear. And the Amazon guy, for whatever reason, blew the package and gave you the wrong package. And the question is, then what happens? How do we respond? What are we made of? How do we pivot? How do we take the mistake, quote unquote, and turn it into something positive? And many times the greatest challenge of when things go wrong and when the wheels fall off the bus is that we can't recover. This is something that happens, to me daily, if not hourly. Things don't go the way that I want. You know, be real with yourself. How often do things go perfectly the way that you want and the way that you want them done? Very rarely. And that is life. How do we deal with that? And I'm speaking to myself first and foremost of how to do it when, you know, I want my young professionals to do certain things and they don't. And I want, you know, my children to do certain things they usually do, you know, and they don't. And I want certain donors. I want certain donors to do certain things, write certain checks, and they don't, or when they don't. Thank God they do. They do it a lot, and I'm very grateful. But when they don't, Eric, don't in the way that I want them to. So how do you deal with that? And what happens when life throws you curveballs of health? What happens when we wake up in the morning and we don't feel good? And let's say we have to go to the hospital, God forbid, or a loved one. How do we deal with that? And many times the hardest part of dealing with that is accepting that that's the reality. That's where Hashem wants me right now. And the Yetzer Hara, our evil inclination, says, oh, you shouldn't even be here in the first place. And so that a lot of our energies and efforts are spent on yearning for our situation to be something that it's not, instead of using 100% of our efforts to lean into where we are right now, where Hashem has placed us. Hashem put these 42 journeys in. Many of these 42 journeys were times where we sinned, where we did not live up to our potential, where we did not do well, where we angered Hashem. And yet they're in there. Why? Because that's life. That's life. Life is when plan B happens. How do you turn that into plan A? When the wheels fall off the bus, what are we going to do to embrace the situation and to move forward? That's why this Torah portion is so important, because it sets the expectations for our lives, every single one of us. And if there's anyone out there listening who everything they've ever wanted has gone your way, okay, then you don't need to be listening to this podcast. You have tremendous mazel. But in a certain sense, no, that's not a lucky person or even a blessed person, because we find out what we're made of when we're stuck, when things don't go our way, and we have to respond with positivity, with creativity, and with the can-do spirit, and ultimately with a belief and a trust in Hashem. And I think it dovetails so beautifully to the lessons that we learned in our Wednesday learning session, honor of Niv Raviv, of persistence. The first mission that we learned was Lo Alecha Hamalacha Ligmor. Rabbi Tarfon says, it's not incumbent upon you to finish the job. Ve'iata ben chorin libatel mimeno, but you're not free to abandon the task. You have to keep pushing forward. Many times we're subject to black and white thinking, if I can't do it and I can't do it perfectly, then I won't even start. No. We need to nose to the grindstone, get win after win, partial credit. The Jewish people have been living for 3,338 years on partial credit. We do what we can. We do our best. And that is what builds our character. And that is what brings out our latent potential excellence to the world. Now, I'd like to do a couple minutes left that we have together today for everyone to take a moment and to think about where you are in your life right now. If you're married, if you're not married, if you have children, don't have children, what profession you have, what are your interests, what are your hobbies, where do you live? And I want you to go back, and obviously people who've lived longer on planet Earth have more of an ability to reflect. But is this where you thought you would be? Like, when you were 15, 20 years old, is where you are right now where you thought you would be? I would be shocked if anyone or if a lot of people said, yes, I'm doing exactly what I thought I'd be doing in the company that I thought I'd be doing it and living in the location that I thought I'd be in and married to the person that I thought I'd be married to and have the relationships with my spouse and the children that I thought I would have. Because life is not linear. Life is not the Amazon package efficient from A to B. Life happens when we're thrown curveballs, when we have challenges, when we have bumps in the road that guide us in ways that we never, ever thought we would go. You know, I've told this story, I think, a couple of times. I think everyone has those watershed moments of clarity, of a message. And one of those for me, and I think I mentioned this a few months ago, but I'll mention it again, because when I think of the journey of my life, I think of the incidents that changed the course, the direction of the weather vane, the GPS of my life. And I was a sophomore at Stanford University. And again, you might have heard this recently. And I was struggling as a pre-med. And I was riding my bike, of course, with all of my newly purchased pre-med books in my backpack. And I was really sick. I never get sick. Thank God I never had gotten sick. And I was just so sick. I had a cold. I went to buy cough syrup from the Stanford store. And I had my little bag in my left hand. And I was riding my old used 10-speed bike with probably 70, 80 pounds of books on my back. And that plastic bag went into that front tire and stopped my front tire. And I went flying and I landed literally on my head above my left eye. You know, thank God there was someone passing by. This was way before cell phones. There was someone passing by. He says, "I'm a lifeguard." Of all the people in some random parking lot at Stanford University without a cell phone. And he came and he gave me first aid and he stopped the bleeding. And then my father, I remember very clearly, rushed down from his work, the Fairmont Hotel, where he was for many, many years doing great things. And he came down and he said, it looked like I had a gunshot to the forehead. And the doctor politely asked, "Oh, do you want to see it?" I'm like, "No, I don't want to know how much work there has to do." But I will say that when I was lying on the ground, I knew it was a watershed moment. I looked up to Hashem, and I didn't know the word Hashem at the time, but I said, "God, I know you're guiding me. Please guide me. Show me the way. Show me the way." And that was for sure one of my 42 stages on my life. God willing, be until 120. With tremendous joy that Hashem has blessed me with a beautiful family and hundreds, if not over the years, thousands of students feeling tremendously blessed. So as we wrap up this week's Monday Motivation, the journey of life, think back at those special milestones, those special times that might have been painful, but Hashem was tapping you on the shoulder. He was giving you a big hug. And he says, "I want something from you. You have greatness within you. And life is not about getting from point A to point B in the most efficient way. It's about learning something fundamental at each stage of the journey. And what is Hashem telling you? And what can you implement from that message today? Today." And God willing, if we all will look into this, the third temple will be, God willing, rebuilt speedily in our days. God bless. Have an amazing week. And we look forward to seeing you again right back here next week for another exciting edition of Monday Motivation.